if you're only going to read one book about shamanism, I really would suggest, as far as research, the book on shamanism by Merchant Eliade. It's a big, thick book. It'll take you months to read, but you will really see worldwide how many similarities. There's many differences, too, but it's really fascinating. And for those who want to get on board and start doing journeying themselves, of course, Harner's book on shamanism is a good starting point.
The Way of the Shaman?
Way of the Shaman.
It's one of the famous, easier ones.
There's wide variations, but one of the most traditional methods is journeying to the underworld, and people, again, quieting inner thought, deep breathing, all the different things people are maybe already accustomed to doing. But there's the use usually of drumming or rattling or chanting, something of this nature, a sacred sound modality that helps entrain brain waves to get into this other state of consciousness. Many people then experience going through a tunnel, which again really must be focused either up to the upper world or down to the lower world. You don't really want to be dilly-dallying in the middle world. Some people feel like they're going through slow, some very quickly, but they tend to then come out in another place. It's very clearly not this realm. And one good way for people to tell if they have successfully gotten there is in any sort of meditation, visualization, there's the element of what people say, well, am I not just imagining this or making it up? Use our visualization and imagination to get started, but after a certain point, there's a seamless transition where things begin to happen that you are not controlling, that you couldn't have foreseen, that really surprise you or maybe even alarm you.